Nation.
A 75-yard touchdown run down the far sideline.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio. Join me this Saturday at the Macy's in Orem, 880 North State Street. Going to be having a tailgate party there, getting you ready for BYU and Oklahoma. Friday night, 4 to 7, be down there having some Macy's gift cards, and you also can enter to win tickets to the BYU-Oklahoma game. So stop by Macy's in Orem. Cougar Nation brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth, fee-only fiduciaries who help you live within your meaning, bluebarnwealth.com. You know what? This is a week, Matt, where we're not turning to helmet stickers. Typically we do, but I don't think anyone warrants a helmet sticker after what we just witnessed this past weekend. I think Cougar Nation would be frustrated if we gave out helmet stickers after a 45-13 loss.
Which opens up maybe an extra caller, 801-575-8255. If you want to give us your takeaways from the Iowa State game, if you want to sound off with your frustration, or if you want to answer this question, which Mitch is going to answer next, what gives you hope about the rest of the year and next season? 801-575-8255. Mitch, answer the question.
Kalani Sitake gives me hope. Kalani gives me hope, Matt. And I know that Cougar Nation right now is feeling maybe mixed about Kalani as the head coach going forward, but I do believe in Kalani that he is the right man for the job for BYU. Now, how many times can he pull a lever and say, this coordinator gets changed, this coordinator gets changed? How many times is that allowed until the attention points to Kalani? I think it's fair to ask, but I do believe that Kalani is the perfect guy to lead BYU football in the Big 12. I think there's got to be a little bit of grace with the Big 12 transition, because there's clear talent gap, and that's on him to have a two-year ramp up and not have the talent necessary to contend week after week. But I feel like the best man to get that talent is Kalani, is Jay Hill, and I think Aaron Roderick. I mean, Aaron Roderick has produced NFL talent, and some of it's been through the transfer portal, getting a guy like Puka Nacua. So I'm still believing, though, in Kalani, and I feel like he's the right man for the job, and I think the calls for him to be fired are a little bit premature. And I think that Kalani is going to get this turned around for BYU in the future. I just think the transition was far steeper than I think folks like ourselves, and I think players and the program at large may be expected going into the Big 12.
I think the thing that brings me hope in the short term, Mitch, is the Big 12 conference itself. You just look across the board. Heck, you do a show every Sunday, First and 12 with Alex Keery, where you're breaking all things Big 12, and you just don't see some of these things happening. Like, I think we can all agree the worst team in the Big 12 is the Baylor Bears.
Yes, no question.
And they had an upset victory on the road against UCF. Like, every team has had an interesting win in the Big 12 except for one, BYU. Like, that's still out there.
That's a good point.
So, and you look at some of the road teams that have struggled, it's kind of been surprising. Texas, on the road at TCU, that was way closer than it needed to be. Oklahoma, they've had a couple games on the road where you're like, okay, you barely beat Cincinnati. And I think there's an opportunity still, this week in particular. I don't like this team on the road, Mitch. I don't. I just do not see any possible way they beat Oklahoma State the last game of the year. I don't. And I really don't see a way that they beat Oklahoma either. But if you made me pick a game that they could sneak up and surprise someone, it is Oklahoma, because teams on the road in this conference have done some very weird things. West Virginia lost to Houston on the road. So there is, the Big 12 has been so wacky in that regard that you can't pencil out a road opponent stumbling, and it could be Oklahoma.
801-575-8255. That's 801-575-TALK, 8255. This show is for you, Cougar Nation. Let's get out to the phone line. Welcome in Corey from West Jordan. Corey, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. What's up?
I was just listening. Oklahoma, you know, I was at the game on Saturday with my daughter, and after the second touchdown by Iowa State in the third quarter, she's like, I'm cold. And I said, yeah, let's go. This is enough. But you were like, oh, yeah, I think Oklahoma, aren't they like the number two team in the country right now?
14.
Oh, okay. Well, I think BYU's chances of winning another game are slim to none.
I don't disagree at all, by the way.
So, but my question was, I've seen teams that are 5-7 go bowling. So doesn't that mean that there's still an outside shot?
Great question, Corey. And there is a chance for 5-7 teams, 5-7 teams to go bowling. The problem for BYU is that they would not, because it's based off of an APR, and that's it's a whole deep in the weeds conversation that I'll probably publish online. But BYU is near the bottom in APR, and a lot of that's due to missionaries and juggling, so they lose some personnel. So highly unlikely that BYU will get a 5-7 bowl bid because they're near the bottom in advanced progress rate. So that's not going to be in the cards. They need to get to that sixth win if they want to go to the bowl season.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate because we've got a great fan base. I mean, you could send them the toilet bowl and people would still show up.
That is true. BYU fans, they show up. I mean, even Saturday, you yourself, Corey, showing up to a cold weather game in, you know, Provo in November, late night, and there were 60,000 plus. So appreciate the call, Corey, and calling in. You can join the show out there, Cougar Nation, 801-575-8255. Yeah, BYU's APR is very low, so 5-7 won't be in the cards for them to go to a bowl game. But I think this team, I feel like either one of these matchups is going to be a tall order. And I feel like the season in some ways ended on Saturday night against Iowa State. And look, BYU does crazy things, man. When you think they're down and out, they step up. But we thought that maybe at Texas, and they didn't step up. I mean, this BYU team is pretty bad, Matt. You look at all the stats, they back it up. And this is not your BYU of old where they're going to have a competent offense that can put up some numbers and be a threat. BYU's offense is not a threat right now, and you can't keep up with a team like Oklahoma who can put up big numbers. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback for Oklahoma, he accounted for 8 touchdowns in their win over a West Virginia team that BYU got the doors blown off them. I mean, Oklahoma beat that West Virginia team 59-20. So it's going to be tough sledding for BYU down the stretch. They would have to pull out one. It would be an incredible win, Matt, if they somehow pulled it off one of these 2 weeks. It would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be. And here's the thing, too. This is what we have to kind of remember, even though everything we've seen for the past month is just horrible, as you've laid out. One more win, it's a successful season.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
One more win, a successful season. And if they do it against either of those two teams at the beginning of the year, if you would have said you're 5-5 and you beat Oklahoma to get to bowl eligibility, every single one of you would have signed up for that.
If you don't go bowling, though, what gives you hope, Cougar Nation? That's our question of the night. What gives you hope for BYU football, the short term and long term going forward? I told you mine. I believe in Kalani still. 801-575-8255. We want to hear your commentary as well. Taking a break. Cougar Nation brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. News, traffic, and weather next. And then we'll get to what's trending up and trending down for BYU football right here on Cougar Nation. And it's powered by KSL Sports.